Please state your full name and your ABC number for the record. Would you please, sir?
Oh, yes. My name is Marcus Harris. My personal number is 047-379.
Thank you, sir. So we're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a parole hearing today. And this is for general parole, which is 412A, home arrest or absolute discharge, sir. And our information shows you became eligible for these on October 14th of 2017. Is that what you understood?
Yes.
Okay. And I'd like to introduce you to the board members. If you look at the screen, so to your right, so down at the other end from me, is on the very end is the Honorable Lee Quinones. Right next to him is the Honorable Ray Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for your hearing today. And I'd like to just start with a brief summary, sir. And I'll ask you to correct me if I have some wrong information, okay?
Okay.
All right, so it looks like, are you 67 now, sir? 67, okay. And you're serving 28 years right now for the crime of kidnapping, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And you've previously had some other sentences that expired. It looks like you had a manslaughter, an aggravated assault, and a theft, and those were 20 years each, but those have expired. Is that the way you understand it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, your kidnapping crime occurred on August 19th of 1982. Do you remember about how old you were when that happened?
I was about 31.
You were about 31, okay. And you were convicted by a jury trial on April 15th of 1983, and you were sentenced on May 10th, 1983. Did you appeal your conviction, sir?
Yes.
You did appeal, and they affirmed your conviction then? They upheld it?
Yes, they did.
Okay. And I'm also showing, it looks like you have a sentence ending date of February 3rd, 2020.
Yes.
So you'll be out in a year, regardless.
Yes.
Regardless of what happens today. Okay, sir. All right. I'll just take a quick look at your criminal history. It looks like you've had several felonies, sir. You've had juvenile record that included shoplifting and burglary and I think a beer run or something like that. And then as an adult, starting about 1970, you had, it looks like, five thefts, forgery, an attempted theft, a controlled substance violation, another theft, an armed robbery, aggravated assault, and grand theft. So were those all in Arizona, or did you have some in other states, some crimes in other states?
Oh, those were in Georgia.
Oh, those were in Georgia. Okay, so are you from Georgia originally?
Yes.
What part of Georgia? What city?
Albany.
Albany, Georgia. Okay. All right. So you had quite a criminal history, sir. It looks like you've had 10 felonies, 10 misdemeanors, 7 prison terms. You had an escape at one point. Did you escape from prison or jail? Okay, well, I hope so. Looks like you had a better record. Now, you're in prison here, your discipline record is pretty significant, too. It looks like you have 23 majors in your prison, and you had 5 minors in 2018. What was going on in 2018 that you had all those minors?
In 2018, I smoked cigarettes and went to the bathroom. And when I got out of the lift, I smoked a cigarette and they would write you up.
Yeah, I see you have 2 of those. 2 for unauthorized smoking. And then there's a couple for violating the rules. There was one in September and one in October. What were those about?
Negotiating saying, she was gonna ramp it up, but I never seen her make the water run or not.
Okay. All right, yeah, it looks like one of these you must have appealed, but it was upheld. And then the last one in November, it's, you had nuisance contraband. What was that? What did you have that you weren't supposed to have?
I didn't see it, and they never told me.
They didn't tell you what you had? Let me see if I have, I'm not sure if I have a copy of that. I think I do. Let me see, I might be able to tell you what that was.
Okay.
I'm gonna find it here. I may not have. There's one about a bag of ice, a stolen bag of ice.
Well, see, that's the problem. We have ice roads, and we have one now. I have one in San Diego. And all the answers about that stuff right there, and they'll put it in the book for me. I don't know if we're going to think of it, but I've never seen it.
Okay. Yeah, we have quite a few. We have quite a few violations here, so. Okay, well, let's just move on from there. Have you used some drugs while you were in prison, sir? Looks like you have some charges about drug use.
When I first, what do you call it? Drug use, you know, when you drink a glass of, yeah, what they make?
Oh, yeah. Well, I see some narcotics possession in 1989 and 92 and 93, 84, much of them in 84. What kind of narcotics did you have, sir? Oh, you did. Did you have an injury? Did you have a prescription?
I had a broken ankle one time, and my chin broke one time, and I took them. They said they were giving to us, and they were taking. And then finally, I had to get the nurse to come back to the hospital that I was in from, and then they went in their house.
Okay, well, there's quite a few of them, Mr. Harris. I'm not sure what that would be. Those would all be from those pills.
It's not four of those pills, but one of them, I did have a syringe one time.
Right, and that's in the record, too. That one, that is one that I do have. Okay, well, what were you using that syringe for?
I see.
You just let him borrow it, didn't you? Okay. All right. Let's just move on here. It looks like you completed some programming. Did you complete your GED in prison, sir?
I got to run through it and complete it, and but that every time they would be there, they said I was too old to be in.
Oh, darn it.
And then I was going to put it out.
So you missed it by 1 point?
Yes.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, you were close anyway. Looks like you also took some substance abuse class and functional literacy and conflict resolution and thinking for a change. So, what, any other programs you've taken?
I took both this and all the programs that they have. Well, you know, they tell me, say, if you take them, they're going to help you.
So sure.
I'm going to take them and give them mindset changes. And that's, I guess that's why I put you ready to take it and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And I got a lot of control of my anger and temper together.
Okay. Do you go to AA or NA?
I went out until I got in this, got sick, and they didn't know where to go.
Oh, they didn't know let you go. Okay. All right. I understand. So you're showing release plans of the Gospel Rescue Mission, and it looks like you said you have your brother. You have a brother out there?
I have a brother in New York, yes.
In New York, okay. And you said he'd be helping with some funding if he needed money?
Yes. He and my sister, I have a sister in Virginia.
Oh, okay. So your brother's in New York and your sister's in Virginia. Now, when's the last time you talked with them?
Well, I don't be talking on the telephone, but we communicate through the radio.
Oh, you're right. Oh, that's good. Okay, it's always good to stay in touch with family. Do you have any family here in Arizona?
No, I don't.
So you're from Georgia, but your family all kind of moved. Is anybody left in Georgia? Okay. So when you were released, ultimately, and you're not on parole anymore, would you go back to New York and be with your brother, or go to Virginia and be with your sister, or would you stay here?
That's probably living too somewhere. I just don't know most of the people I know are from Arizona, California, and Mexico, and so I just
okay. So eventually you'll go to probably 2020 for sure. When you're released, you'll go to Tucson. Okay. Well, sir, we haven't really talked about the crime. It looks like at the time of the crime, you were on probation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us what happened that day. What was going on? It looks like it involved an incident at a truck stop. So what happened? Tell us what happened that day.
Well, what happened, it was an Irish man, he's a white guy, he was going out here to Los Angeles. And we had some work set up in Los Angeles, so we got the Phillies. And when we got the Phillies, Frank Smith, that was a victim, he presented us for work. And everyone in the room, police officers, everybody in the room there, all the church staffers, they beat up people to do CSJ in the room all the time.
All right.
And so they told us we should take the job and pay it with them. And so we accepted the job and went out there for a day. And when we got out there, we really had to work for the last 15, 20, 30 years to take people out there and they break them, seduce them. And they just got the ones who got there and just trying to do us the same way and we call up and get the best recruit that we can get away from here. And one guy, I used to be able to die while we were there, that was Don Hamilton. And so when everybody went out, we got a car and we left.
Okay. Okay, sir. Well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Does anybody have a question for Mr. Harris? No? No questions? Okay, Mr. Harris, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance to make a final statement if you'd like to. Is there anything else, you know, while you've been talking that you've thought of that you'd like the board to consider today, sir?
But I have completely changed from that and I'm doing the first one now. But the most important, you know, I'm able to depict the family is still living. I've heard more than I've lost numerous years on this. And if I could change what happened, I would. But I can't. But I have them send the phone of every mother who on the earth of sons and daughters and I can change our world. And if you allow me an opportunity to get back in society, true to myself and to you that I'm a better person, I'm appreciated.
Okay, Mr. Harris, the board is going to go into discussion, sir, and we just ask that you remain on the phone. You've done this before, so you know from last time. We just ask you to stay on the phone and just remain silent. We'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir? Thank you. The board is now in discussion, and I do want to note for the record that we have a letter from the Pinal County Attorney's Office dated February 7th, 2019 that opposes any parole for Mr. Harris. Mr. Harris is an interesting man. He does have a release date, a sentence ending date of February 3rd, 2020. And just based on his criminal record and his prison discipline, including five minors in 2018, I'm thinking the best thing for him would be to completely expire his sentence, which it appears will occur on February 3rd, 2020. But that would be, I'll just start the discussion there if anyone has anything to add.
Yes, I agree, and I think he's got an MR of August of 2019 as well.
So he'll be out, so thank you, sir. I'm going to make a motion then, and that is that we deny general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest to Mr. Harris. And I would ask for a one-year set-off, although with those other dates that may be moot, but I'll ask for it anyway. So that would be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, because I heard Mr. Neal's voice first. Seconded Mr. Neal, agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Quinones, with the one-year set-off. Release type denied, 412-8-411, home arrest. Reasons for denial, serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim, violated previous probation and parole, prior criminal history, repeat offender, poor institutional behavior, recent discipline. I'm going to say poor, no release plan, because he does have a place selected that has no real family support here. And he may or may not leave Arizona. He says he wants to live in Tucson. But with his family so far away, that'll be difficult. I'm not going to check poor demeanor during hearing because Mr. Harris has been very polite and respectful during this hearing. Can board members think of anything else that should be checked? If not, okay, back to you, Mr. Harris. The board has voted at this time to deny your request for parole. However, sir, we're showing you with a mandatory release date of August of this year. That's just in about 6 months from now. So we hope that in the meantime you get with your CO3 and get your plans good and solid so you can, you know, when you're ready to go, when you're released in August, you'll have your place figured out where you're going to stay. You've got a whole new brother, and let your brother know that you might be needing a little funding. So everything's all ready for you when you're released. So you've got about 6 months to get that together, and then you're going to be out there, sir. So we wish you the best. Thank you for participating and being so respectful in your hearing today, sir. And your hearing is over. Do you have any questions, sir?
No, but I thank you for this coming and giving me a chance to say thank you
very much. Well, we thank you so much. And if you just lay the phone down there and then let the CO3 know that you're done, and they'll help you get out of there. Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.